this way. I don't think Hank done it this way.
Well, it looks like we got another famous Waylon now, beside this guy.
Waylon Wirtz, the Wirtz family gourd farm. And, you know, Waylon, I was looking around on your website, and a lot of interesting different styles and types of gourds that y'all grow. But one of the things that I really honed in on was this gourd honey.
Yes, it's something new that we've added to our arsenal of products this year. And we started running beehives on our gourd fields about 10 years ago. We got free pollination, and I was happy with that. But this year we decided to go ahead and buy all of the honey from our beekeeper, which was about 40 gallons of gourd honey, which is probably the most unique honey that people are going to be able to purchase at all in the United States. And it is a dark honey. It is super sweet. And it was a super, super good seller right before Christmas as people were looking for that unique gift.
So now, do you have any left over? Can people still
buy
it?
No, we sold about half of the honey, and it is still available on our website, and we have that for sale. And yeah, it's like I said, it's hard to describe honey. You know, a lot of people think it all tastes the same, but the gourd honey has a unique sweetness that it's tough to beat. And I've tried all different kinds of honey since we basically got into the honey business as well. And I'll tell you what, the gourd honey is still my favorite.
Oh, wow. You're a gourd man through and through, that's for sure.
Yeah, we're always looking at new products in which, you know, the gourds can be marketed.
And then also you've got loofahs that you have for sale on your website.
Yeah, and this was kind of a side note once we started growing gourds, but turns out the loofahs kind of got lumped in with the gourd family. They are a cucurbit. They grow just like a cucumber. But for those of you that aren't sure what a loofah is, you look at the bath and beauty section of any store, and you're going to find these body scrubbers. Well, these sponges or loofahs, they're not from the ocean. They're actually grown on a vine, kind of like a gourd. And when the skin is peeled off, you're left with this this perfectly all-natural body scrubber that's great for in the shower or scrubbing dishes with or anything like that. And we grow, I don't know, maybe 5,000 to 6,000 of those a year. And they grow really good in Arizona, and my kids are like, you know, washing themselves in the shower with them because they are super soft, just like a washcloth.
So cool. So 2021, we know one thing that's not going to occur is the Wirtz Gourd Festival, but it'll come back in 2022. But overall, what are some other things that customers can be looking for in 2021 with the Wirtz Gourd Farm? Besides, well, anywhere from 600,000 to 900,000 gourds.
Well, that's one thing. Without a festival, we are going to have more of a stockpile of gourds this year. Something that people kind of miss out on if they don't go to the festival is a lot of our giant gourds. And I'm talking big round gourds that are 15 to 20 inches wide or have a circumference of, you know, 4.5 feet to 6 feet around. They're actually going to be in stock this year at the farm. They're still drying in the field, but without a festival, they're not going to be flying off the shelves like they have in the past. So people that normally wouldn't be able to get their hands on some of these giant gourds, we will have those probably in February, March, and April. So it'll be a good time to get your hands on some gourds that normally are sold out.
So that's good to know for the artist, especially if they've had a tough time accessing some of your larger gourds for some of their artwork. And I would imagine you have returning artists from all over the country that are, you know, if that's their main medium for their artwork, they're probably coming to you annually.
Oh, absolutely. We have a lot of people that will, they may fly in from East Coast, you know, get a hotel room for the night. They come out to the farm, they pick out their gourds that they want, and we ship their gourds back to them. Other ones will make a drive out in an empty van, load up with gourds, and then head on back, and that's what they work on throughout the year. So we are kind of a destination place for a lot of artists because then they get to hand select everything that they want to work on.
Only in Arizona agriculture. I just think that's the neatest caveat to some of the things we're doing in agriculture. Romy, it looked like you had a question.
One last one. We're just about to wrap up. Waylon, we've got a someone that has texted in the broadcast and wants to know where to buy gourd seeds. Is that something they can get at the farm as well?
Yeah, and an interesting point is, you know, we save all the seeds that we grow, and we utilize everything on that. So we are working on packaging up seeds, and so people will be able to grow their own gourds starting in the springtime.
Waylon Wirtz, Wirtz Family Farm, thank you for joining us with Julie Murphy of the Arizona Farm Bureau. Coming up next month in February, we'll be talking Arizona Farm Fresh Pistachios.